Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Ingrid Ruffin, who is the interim head of the Learning Commons at the UT Knoxville Libraries here on the campus of the University of Tennessee. Ingrid, nice to have you here.
Hi, nice to be here.
Tell me what you do. What does your job entail? I mean, from doing my research, it seems like you do a lot of different things, but in general, what is...
The simplest answer is that I help to make the UT Libraries a warm and welcoming and engaging place for our students, our faculty, and our staff, and make it a place where people can feel like they can innovate, get access to the resources that they need. So that involves a lot of instruction, a lot of programming, a lot of promotion of resources, and just making it homey, I guess.
I was an undergraduate student here, and I used the library all the time as an undergraduate, and I always liked it, and I've always thought it was top-notch. But I've noticed as I go as a staff member over the years, it just seems a more integrated experience with the campus itself. It feels more communal to me than it did in the past. Is this part of the design or is this part of the plan?
I believe it's part of the plan and the design. This was kind of the ethos long before I got here, and it's been something that we've really ramped up over the last couple of years. And it's a part of the changing nature of libraries. And I think one of the benefits that we have at the UT Libraries is that we are already kind of a much beloved institution on campus, and our central location means that literally everybody kind of walks through there. And then add on to the fact that our mission is really to reach every user, and we don't specialize, or rather we have people who specialize in different departments, but our collective goal is to kind of reach the max number of people here on campus. So it is by design. It is part of kind of our cultural and institutional identity.
I got a confession to make. Sometimes when it's raining and I have to go from Melrose down to the University Center, I kind of cut through the library.
Yes.
But when I do that, sometimes I was like, oh, look at this. And oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And I just see so many engaged students in there. What are you doing to really engage the students to have a library experience?
Well, it's making sure that the resources that we provide are up to date and kind of the best in the country, if not the world. Making sure that our faculty and staff are engaged in the life of our students. And by faculty and staff, I mean the library's faculty and staff. So we kind of keep our hand on the pulse of the campus. We know what the big issues are that are concerning them. So we try to think of how can we make sure that our space is a welcoming and comfortable space for all of our patrons, whether it's looking at accessible materials and equipment, or trying to be representative of who our student body is. You know, we focus on all the little details as well as the big. So we're just there building relationships and being warm and friendly and starting at the relationship level first, so that people can trust us. And I think it just reflects in the whole atmosphere. So if you walk into someone's home and you can tell that they're a loving family and community, you can't help but kind of feel that impact and move that way in the space. And I hope that's what students are getting, and that's why it feels the way it does.
And I was reading about your work with first-year study students that were coming in. The first year, you said that 50 people brought their classes in. The next year, it was 100. What are you doing with this crucial group of students to integrate them into the library?
Well, the first thing I noticed is working with the instructors of the first year studies class and looking to see what kind of experience they're wanting for their students. And when I was going around asking that question of instructors, their issue was they didn't have enough opportunities for the students to kind of like bond together and have these experiences. So it kind of paired two of my interests. Before I became a librarian, I was in the military, so I had the experience of going through boot camp. And then I also have a hobby of playing escape rooms with my friends. And I love the bonding experience of the escape room with my friends. And I remember sometimes when I'm dealing with young adults, they don't all have the advantage of having someone yelling at them for the first 6 weeks of adulthood. And I was like, how can you kind of create a similar fun experience, of course, with less of the yelling? And we created the breakout UT Libraries game to kind of facilitate that communication and teamwork while also introducing the students to the libraries and hopefully kind of lowering the ceiling of library anxiety, because Hodges, especially the main library, is extremely overwhelming. And the best way I personally found of getting over being an overwhelming space is like to go out there. But most people won't do it because it's uncomfortable. But if you kind of set up a scenario where they're forced to move around the space, I think that helps them. So it kind of just came about team building, community building, exploration, and providing that for the instructors. And I think they appreciated that more than, say, coming into the library and me just, you know.
Here's the tour.
Yeah, and giving a speech and and everything.
Can you explain for anybody who doesn't know what escape room is or how that actually works?
Okay, so you pay to be locked in a room, and I put quotation marks around locked in. You can get out at any time. There's an emergency exit. But you go in, and you have to follow all these different clues and puzzles and communicate with your teammates to figure out how to get out of this locked room scenario. And so there's a lot of different scenarios that are provided.
You've also done a thing where students participate in a 4-hour film festival at the library.
Yes.
What is that?
Okay. Well, the students come in, and it's a partnership that we have with the Residence Life. So students come in, and they have 4 hours to plan, edit, and produce a movie. And we usually give them some sort of prompt piece where they have to integrate in the movie, so they couldn't have pre-planned. And because the library has a collection that's far beyond books, we have all of the pretty much movie production equipment that anyone could ever have. We provide that to the students, so we give them all the equipment they need. We give them kind of parameters, which it has to be like 3 to 5 minutes. They break out into teams, and they create movies. And then at the end, we have a viewing, and we invite members of the campus community or whoever we can come. So we can also have an audience award, and we watch the movies and vote, and everybody just has a good time.
You've been there now 7 years. You've probably seen people go from freshmen to seniors to graduate students. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that, watching them progress? And they probably remember you from early on in their...
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Now I might actually cry. It's the most beautiful part of the job, is watching some scrawny kid who is completely clueless, who thinks they know everything, grow into just these dynamic adults who are questioning and engaging in the world in impossible ways. And it is a thing of beauty, because and the fun part is, I don't think they recognize how much they're going to grow from that first day on campus until they graduate. And some of them have become my children, you know, they've become a part of my life, and I know them outside of school and work. And so I continue to see them grow as adults and have confidence and in areas that when I was their age, I didn't have. It's beautiful. It's poetic. It's everything. It's the reason why I come to work when I'm feeling tired and down, just being able to have those students in my life and them occasionally telling me how much I mean to them, and having the opportunity just to speak truth and love into their life is, I don't know, it's a gift.
Can you speak a little bit about student retention, especially for first-generation students?
Well, one of the first things we know is that besides finances, feeling a part of the community is one of the reasons why students either leave or stay. Part of my story is that even though I wasn't a first-gen student, the first time I went to college, I didn't feel like I belonged, and I didn't feel like I mattered. And so I subsequently dropped out and joined the military. The next time I finally returned to finish all of my degrees, I came back to a different sort of campus atmosphere at the university that I graduated from. And there was a greater emphasis on caring and creating senses of community. And I was, by, you know, any kind of measure, successful in my higher education. And because people did that for me, I want to do that for everybody else, is help them feel like they belong. And I think about all of the different roadblocks or problematic issues that I had trying to get through college. And what I try to do is lower those for other people. Sometimes college professors forget that, you know, not every student is starting at the same level in their language and understanding of how the academy or higher education works. And it's especially true for first-gen students because they don't have anybody to reference back to and ask what a particular word or term means. And so one of the things I try to do is introduce them to the language of the academy. Say, you know what, it's okay if you don't know what that means. I didn't know what that meant either until somebody explained it to me or I Googled it. So trying to lower some cultural barriers that we have built into the academy, try to think about what something looks like or feels like if this is the first time that you walk into a room or walk into a space, and how can I lower certain levels of discomfort? Watching students, I've taught a few semester-long classes myself, and one of my greatest moments is when I see a student that I taught years ago, again in the library, just walking around, and then my first thought is, phew, I didn't break them. And just so much joy in seeing them coming back again and again.
Well, it's been a joy to talk to you, Ingrid Ruffin. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.